Nah, that wasn't rhetorical. It just went over your head. Back to Gruber.
Yeah, no, they're going to tell you till they're blue in the face that these are priorities that must be dealt with. And yet, polling tells us that American voters care little about climate change, don't consider it a national security threat, don't even put it in their top 10 of concerns. Only 3% identified environment in total as the most pressing issue facing the U.S., this in recent surveys that have just been completed. Joining me is Tom Pyle, the president at American Energy Alliance. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, thanks a bunch.
Good to have you here. So as I look through this polling data and pulled the numbers out, you know, people have much more pressing concerns than climate change. You know, you've got these Democrats running around, oh, my God, extinction. I mean, that's the word being thrown around by Beto. Extinction is right around the corner if we don't do something. We have only 12 years, and the scientists all agree. Of course, the Associated Press blew that whole claim right out of the water in a fact check and so forth. But all this dire language, all of this, you know, hysteria, all of this panic-driven, fear-mongering nonsense isn't selling well, is it?
Well, you know, it's the Rahm Emanuel saying of never let a crisis go to waste. The Democrats need to create the crisis first. And that's what they've been doing with all this scaremongering with respect to, you know, what's happening. All these storms are a result of climate change.
All of those big snowstorms that set record-setting snowfall across America this winter. Yeah, see, people see that and they go, now, wait a second. Anyhow, go on.
Well, the other thing is the key here is the single most important thing. As you mentioned, people, this is not a top-of-mind issue, as much as the Democrats are trying to create a crisis. But even if it were, and if you ask people, is it a problem? Yes. Do they trust the government to decide, to choose, to force choices on us? The answer is hell no. They do not trust the government. They trust innovation. They trust technology. They trust the markets. Over mandates, over government control. And also, by the way, how much are they willing to pay? A full 35% of the respondents said zero. They don't want to pay.
But a whole bunch of people said they'd pay $50. Hell, I'd pay $50.
Yeah, exactly. And that and these plans are in the trillions.
Yeah. I mean, I'd pay $50 if it would shut them up.
Government control.
Yeah, I'd pay that $50 if they would just shut up. I mean, I would.
Actually, it's funny you mention that because next time we run this survey, we're going to ask how much would you pay to stop hearing about climate change?
There you go. It's a serious question because I'd pay $100. Just shut up. You know, I got things to worry about, and that's not it. Because there are real threats that we are facing. You know, you look at the amount of plastic that's making its way into the Great Lakes, into the rivers and lakes and the oceans. That's a real problem. It kills animals, and it has a real impact on the environment. I think that's a lot more acute concern, you know, pollution concerns, when you look at something like that, than some, you know, idea of global warming or whatever. But I want to go back to something you said here, Tom, and you mentioned capitalism, free enterprise, and so forth. I like the results when people are asked about capitalism versus socialism, because with all of these people out there preaching the greatness of socialism and these great ideas and taking over health care and abortion on demand and Green New Deals and open borders and all this nonsense, it doesn't sell well, does it?
Yeah, I'm shocked that today we have to even ask the question. But, you know, the voters are smart. They recognize that, you know, the government just doesn't do things right. They see what happens in countries like Venezuela, and they don't want that. Now, if you ask them if they want free stuff, they say sure, right? But if you're asking them in isolation, they say sure. But when you start asking them, okay, who's going to pay and who's going to control everything?
Right.
They say, not me and not the government. And that's the key here, is all this talk about government taking over this and government taking over that. Voters understand what that means. It doesn't mean a Green New Deal. It means a green raw deal.
Well, because here's the real question for your survey. Do you want the government in charge of your paycheck? That's really the question. Because if it's about giving away free stuff, and yeah, I like free stuff, sure, I'll take it. But at some point, that line keeps changing and coming lower as to who's paying for that free stuff. So the question is, do you want the government completely in charge of your paycheck? Because that's the socialists believe they're entitled to my money, to the fruits of my labor. And that's where the big disconnect is going to happen. I'm also surprised you didn't ask about, you know, late-term, third-trimester abortions, which I think is going to be, I think that is the hill that the Democrat Party is going to die on. This notion, you know, Beto O'Rourke just yesterday saying that, you know, after a child is born, he would defer to the mother's right to her own body or something like that, even though the child is born a live birth. He can't even muster the courage to say, yes, we would give that child medical treatment. I believe this late-term, third-trimester abortion question is going to be pivotal, to say the least.
Yeah, we see what the Dems, the Democrats, the left, I should say, the progressives or whatever they call themselves, the socialists, they can't help themselves. Their true stripes are showing. And really what's going to happen is it's going to empower and embolden the Trump supporters to get out there and make sure that he gets reelected.
That's what's going to happen. And there's going to be a shift back. And we do need to know what these people think. There's no question. We need to know what these people on the left think. And you're right. There's a difference between Democrats and leftists. But the problem right now for the Democrat Party is the leftists have gained the upper hand and control, because right now Nancy Pelosi can't control the kids in the House. That's a fact. Tom Pyle, I'll give you the last word.
Bottom line, I trust the voters. The voters don't see this as a problem. Republicans need to not panic and try to, you know, come up with a solution that is still bad for Americans.
Yeah, no question. Tom, always good to have you here. Good conversation. Appreciate it. Next time you do some surveys, some numbers, sneak a couple of those other questions in. We look forward to seeing it.
You bet.
There you go. Tom Pyle, president of the American Energy Alliance. Still to come, Congressman Tim Walberg will be here. By the way, I'm going to share with you a conversation that I had yesterday with a gentleman whose wife hates Donald Trump, can't stand him. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. Sit tight.